Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. When hard times come, what are you hoping for? God's word is our sanctuary. Have you thought about it that way? Like playing tag when we were kids, there was this safe zone where no one could get to you. You were safe. Life is full of pain, uncertainty, and the unexpected, and that's just the nature of it. When dealing with immovable obstacles and impossible odds and uncharted roads, it's easy to feel defeated, hopeless, depressed, and overwhelmed by the weight and the responsibility of things clearly out of your control. What are you hoping for or praying for? Deliverance? Salvation from something? Where do you turn? What is your normal choice of action, or should I say habitual choice? You know that first knee-jerk emotion and reaction? You know that response you would prefer no one else saw? Panic, fear, anger, immaturity, despair. How does hope translate to these types of situation for you? Hope is a powerful emotion that can help us to overcome difficult situations, but it's also a choice that we must make. In times of trial and uncertainty, we have the ability to choose hope over despair by turning to Scripture for guidance and inspiration. The Bible offers numerous verses about hope, such as Romans 12:12, which states, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer." This verse reminds us that even when we're facing challenges, we can find joy and comfort through our faith. Psalm 31:24 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." This verse encourages us to remain steadfast in our belief that God will guide us through difficult times. By choosing to hold on to hope and trust in God's plan for our lives, we can find peace and strength even when circumstances seem bleak. Where does your hope come from? What is the basis for your faith? This is the time that you will know whether it's hope in God or hope in your ability to fix it, your ability to figure this out, evidenced by the fact that falling to your knees is not your first resort or second, and maybe not till you have come to that place of complete hopelessness when there is no other place to turn, where you're completely hopeless in the natural. But God appears 45 times in the Bible, and they verify that consequences never get the last word. There's always, always, always a but God. To believe that, really believe that, requires faith in what you may not see then. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who take refuge in him." The Lord plans for your welfare and not your destruction. You must believe that and not the lies of the enemy. But we must wait for the Lord to act in our life. If you let his righteous right hand guide you, you will have wings like eagles, Isaiah 40:31. So what is the difference between hope and faith? Hope and faith are two important concepts in Christianity, but they have different meanings. Hope is the expectations of good things to come, while faith is the belief in something that cannot be seen or proven. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see." These verses highlight the relationship between hope and faith. Faith gives us confidence to hope for good things even when we can't see them at present. Another difference between hope and faith is their focus. Hope is focused on future outcomes, while faith is focused on God's promises. In Romans 10:17, it says that faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Faith arises from reading and understanding God's promises. In conclusion, hope and faith are both essential to Christian life. Hope is to trust in God's promises of exaltation. And faith is the promise that if one acts now, the blessing that will come from hope will be fulfilled in the future. Hope and faith are intertwined, and each is necessary for exaltation. Hope corresponds to faith. They are part of each other. Where does your hope come from? Finally, Psalm 62. Find rest, O my soul. In God alone, my hope comes from the Lord. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock and my refuge. I pray that whatever you're going through this week, that you make it a Jesus-filled day.